Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 8th of December 2019 is Project Rover. Project Rover was a United States project to develop a nuclear thermal rocket that ran from 1955 to 1973 at the Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory, LASL. It began as a United States Air Force project to develop a nuclear-powered upper stage for an intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM. The project was transferred to NASA in 1958 after the Sputnik crisis triggered the space race. It was managed by the Space Nuclear Propulsion Office, SNPO, a joint agency of the Atomic Energy Commission, AEC, and NASA. Project Rover became part of NASA's Nuclear Engine for Rocket Vehicle Application, NERVA, project and henceforth dealt with the research into nuclear rocket reactor design, while NERVA involved the overall development and deployment of nuclear rocket engines and the planning for space missions. Nuclear reactors for Project Rover were built at LASL Technical Area 18, TA-18, also known as the Pajarito Canyon site. They were tested there at very low power and then shipped to Area 25, known as Jackass Flats, at the AEC's Nevada test site. Testing of fuel elements and other materials science was done by the LASL N division at TA-46 using various ovens and later a custom test reactor, the nuclear furnace. Project Rover resulted in the development of three reactor types: Kiwi, 1955 to 1964, Phoebus, 1964 to 1969, and Pee-wee, 1969 to 1972. Kiwi and Phoebus were large reactors, while Pee-wee was much smaller, conforming to the smaller budget available after 1968. The reactors were fueled by highly enriched uranium, with liquid hydrogen used as both a rocket propellant and reactor coolant. Nuclear graphite and beryllium were used as neutron moderators and neutron reflectors. The engines were controlled by drums with graphite or beryllium on one side and boron, a nuclear poison, on the other, and the energy level adjusted by rotating the drums. Because hydrogen also acts as a moderator, increasing the flow of propellant also increased reactor power without the need to adjust the drums. Project Rover tests demonstrated that nuclear rocket engines could be shut down and restarted many times without difficulty, and could be clustered if more thrust was desired. Their specific impulse efficiency was roughly double that of chemical rockets. The nuclear rocket enjoyed strong political support from the influential chairman of the United States Congress Joint Committee on Atomic Energy, Senator Clinton P. Anderson from New Mexico, where LASL was located, and his allies, Senators Howard Cannon from Nevada and Margaret Chase Smith from Maine. This enabled it to survive multiple cancellation attempts that became ever more serious in the cost-cutting that prevailed as the Vietnam War escalated and after the space race ended with the Apollo 11 moon landing. Projects Rover and NERVA were cancelled over their objection in January 1973, and none of the reactors ever flew. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 019 UTC on Sunday, the 8th of December 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Project Rover. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.